May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Over the last couple of weeks, both on television and on radio, there has been a commercial that's been running. And it told us to get excited. It's opening day. The commercial was for Keeneland. And the opening day was this past Friday. Folks really got excited. Folks wore all their warm clothes to go to Keeneland and watch the horses in the snow. The spring meet has begun and it is off and running. Friday was opening day. But it seems that Keeneland's commercial, "Get Excited, It's Opening Day," had no idea that they were setting themselves up for a new opening day and a reason for lots of folks in Kentucky to get excited about Kentucky basketball. Billy Gillespie, amidst all the carnival atmosphere, said he is ushering in a new era, a new excitement to Kentucky basketball. Oh, Friday was certainly the day to get excited, and because of live coverage on TV and radio, it certainly made it a memorable day, a memorable opening day. A lot happened on Friday, got folks real excited. And amidst all those new openings and all those new excitements, we still gathered like Christians throughout the world as a community of faith because it was also Good Friday. You know, for all of God's children, all of God's children, this was the real opening day of a 3-day event that ushered in something eternal for all of God's children. We call it Good Friday because as horrible and as bloody and as awful as crucifixion is, the reason for Jesus' crucifixion is something that we, as God's children, ought to get really excited about. After Jesus was dead, his body was taken by Joseph of Arimathea and buried in a tomb that was sealed by a large stone. And if that was not enough, the Jews then asked for soldiers to guard the tomb. Friday was the opening day of a 3-day event for God. Jesus died on Friday. But Jesus of Nazareth could not be kept in that tomb by a stone. And Jesus of Nazareth could not be kept in that tomb guarded by soldiers. Friday was the beginning of God's new opening day to tell all of his children that God can never be bound by a stone. God can never be bound by human beings. And God can never be bound by fear. Because of our powerful God, who cannot be bound, Jesus, who died on Friday, is no longer dead. Jesus Christ is risen. When God brought Jesus back to life from death, God spoke to all of his children in an incredibly
powerful way.
He spoke to his people in love. Not just the love that God had for Jesus, but the love that God has for all of his children. You and me, all of his children. On Friday, God said, "This is the opening day of a 3-day event that for eternity is going to make my kingdom visible on earth as it is in heaven." This 3-day event told all of us that God's kingdom is a kingdom that's not going to be built on the power of people, not going to be built on a set of rules or regulations, not going to be built on burdening people with that which they cannot do. And it is certainly not going to be built on the power of fear or the power of guilt. God said, "My kingdom will be built on nothing less than the power of love." This 3-day event, God says to his children, "In my kingdom, because of love, those who have been cast down will be raised up. In my kingdom, because of love, those who have been made to feel unacceptable will be welcomed. In my kingdom, because of love, that which you thought was unforgivable is now forgiven. And in my kingdom, that which in you is either deeply wounded or broken will now be healed and made whole. And in my kingdom, now because of love, death is not to be feared as an end, but welcomed as a new beginning. In my kingdom, because of love, you will see these things at work and more because of love." We are the people of a resurrection community. We are alleluia people. This last 6 weeks has been so hard not saying alleluia, but we can say alleluia because we are alleluia people. And alleluia people endeavor to live a life that is hallmarked by nothing less than love. And that power that God used to bring Jesus back from death to life is the same power that God gives to every single one of us to live the life of love. It's the power of love. And the kingdom that Jesus taught us about, told us about, showed us about, the kingdom that Jesus died for and rose today is a kingdom that's been built on nothing less than love. And nothing, nothing, not even death can overcome that power. Nothing. Friday was opening day. Get excited. But let me tell you something. The meet at Keeneland is going to be over in a few weeks. Billy Gillespie, and we wish him all the best in Kentucky, is going to settle in. And many seasons are going to come and go under his leadership. But the real opening day on Friday, the kingdom of God will last forever. Forever. For all of God's children. Because Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. 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 Amen.